God, our Father, you have made us, you have called us to be one, and yet you know our divisions, you know how our hearts are divided, our relationships are divided, our church is divided, our community is divided. Jesus, you have come to restore that unity, to reconcile us together through the cross to your Father. And so we pray now that you would continue that work of bringing us together, of putting us back together, of making us one so that the whole world might know that you have come from the Father and that you love us and that you come to save us and give us life. So come, Lord Jesus, be the shepherd of the sheep, speak to them, give them ears to hear so that we might hear for the first time or the first time in a long time of the depths and the height and the width and the length of your perfect love. So help us, we pray. And we pray this together and we say, amen. You may be seated. Takes some work to get here. It also takes some work to actually be here, doesn't it? Settle in. So Easter is a day, and Easter is a season. And during this Easter season, I've been playing around at the introduction to my sermon with our Easter greeting, imagining, and inviting you to imagine using that greeting here, there, really, anywhere. You know, Christ is risen, you say at the Y, and someone says in response at Food Lion, he is risen indeed. I've been imagining that and inviting you to imagine what it would be like to be a people who receive that news and who share that good news. That Easter possibility, that possibility of telling that short story, of receiving it and responding with it, that possibility is real for us because of one thing. Because Jesus has been raised from the dead and he comes to speak his word of greeting to us. And so let me invite you now to lean in and listen well and listen carefully to the way that Jesus describes that gospel possibility. It's John chapter 10, verses 1 to 18. And this too is God's word. Truly, truly, I tell you, anyone who enters the sheep pen not by the gate, but comes in another way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls them by name and leads them out. And when he has called out all of his own, he goes before him, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. They will not follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from a stranger because they do not recognize the stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was saying to them. Therefore, he continued and said, I am the gate for the sheep. All those who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate for the sheep. Whoever comes to me will be saved. They will come in and go out, and they will find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come so that they might have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd. The sheep do not belong to him. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the flock and runs away, and the wolf attacks the flock and scatters the sheep. The man runs away because he is the hired hand and he cares nothing for the sheep.
just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. I have sheep that are not of this pen. I must bring them in and they will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock with one shepherd. This